Another summit in Europe has leaders looking to save their union and their currency.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The European Central Bank today dropped its key interest rate by 0.25% to help an economy in Europe that's being traumatized by its big debt crisis. And today, EU leaders are meeting in Brussels again to tackle that crisis. It's the eighth time they've met under those circumstances. But this time, there's a new plan from France and Germany that'll likely serve as starting point. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from Brussels, there's been a lot of grumbling about Germany's role.
The plan calls for a new European treaty. It would spell out strict limits on the budgets of the 17 countries that use the euro. Any country that broke the rules would suffer automatic penalties. The plan is more German than French. For the first time in 60 years, Germany is the clear leader of Europe. That's provoked some complaint here about German dominance. But Alexander Grass-Lambsdorff, a German member of the European Parliament, says this is grossly unfair and will be all too familiar to Americans.
The world clamors for American leadership. When leadership is exercised, the world complains about bullying by the Americans. It's a little bit like this with Germany inside the European Union.
And it was not that long ago that Germany was accused of dithering over the debt crisis. But Germany in the driver's seat remains a tricky issue. One correspondent to a British newspaper wrote, "The Second World War has just ended and Germany has won." In Brussels, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, a lot of European countries are in trouble economically because of the ratings on their debt. Greek debt that used to be rated AAA is now junk status, and banks use those ratings to decide how much risk they want to take. Well, now federal regulators are proposing those ratings should lose a little bit of that clout. Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us to talk about that story. Hey, Gregory.
Hey there.
So talk about this new rule being proposed.
Well, this takes us back to the years before the financial crisis, when rating agencies gave these AAA ratings to bets we know now were risky, like mortgage-backed securities or Greek debt. And then these ratings meant that banks didn't have to put up any cash or hardly any cash of their own. And then when things went south and they didn't have money to cover their losses, we had to bail them out. So I called Karen Petru, a banking analyst at Federal Financial Analytics. She says regulators are now telling banks they have to use public data, not raters' opinions.
To cut that cord, to stop unquestioned reliance on the rating agencies, we want the banks to have enough shareholder equity backing their bets so that they're betting with their money, not just ours.
So, Gregory, then after all of these financial crises, does this mean we're downgrading the ratings agencies?
Well, the problem has always been, okay, we know rating agencies don't work that well, but what do you replace them with? Who's going to provide that third-party objectivity? Mm-hmm. So the U.S. solution unveiled yesterday is to introduce these fairly complex algorithms, tables and formulas. Europe's solution is different. They've proposed coming up with a government agency to rate bonds.
All right. Marketplace's Gregory Warner. Thanks.
Thanks.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now. Average of 0.5%. The S&P 500 off about, actually 0.75%. The NASDAQ down 0.5%. The Dow is off 54 points, about 0.4% at 12,142. The number of people filing for first-time unemployment benefits was down last week. The Labor Department says that number dropped by 23,000 to the lowest level since February, which is a pretty big improvement in a job market that appeared to be stuck in neutral. The amount of goods wholesale companies have in their inventories grew by the biggest margin in 5 months. Rising stockpiles of non-durable goods, such as paper and petroleum, drove that increase. That's a sign wholesale companies expect consumer demand to rise. European shares are lower by 1% on average for the major markets across the pond. And despite that big European central bank cut, so investors not really looking at that very favorably. PacSun, or Pacific Sunwear, as it's called, which caters to the under-30 crowd for its surf and skatewear, is closing as many as 200 underperforming stores. That's about 1/4 of the total number of its shops.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a raise-your-rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. by Reputation.com. Monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Maybe it's a bad economy. It is, after all, a tall world. Or maybe that's a tall mocha latte. Or a small half-calf cappuccino. Whatever the specialty Java, the world is drinking more coffee. From London, the BBC's Matthew Davis reports.
Coffee consumption has grown by an average of 2.5% over the last 10 years and is still surging ahead, despite the fact that many drinkers around the world have less money in their pockets. But it's not that we're drinking more coffee because we're working harder and need the extra energy. According to Jose Setti, the head of operations at the London-based International Coffee Organization, it's that new consumers are being turned on to the bean.
Even when times are hard, people still drink coffee. And the growth in coffee consumption these days occurs much more in emerging markets, which are bearing up much better under this economic turbulence than in the developed world.
Over the next 5 years, raw coffee prices are expected to fall, and that'll bring in even more drinkers. Last year, the world consumed more than 8 million metric tons of coffee. That's 2.4% more than the previous year, and enough to fill more than 80 aircraft carriers. In London, I'm the BBC's Matthew Davis for Marketplace.
And finally this morning, to all those bosses out there who are bending over backwards to put a holiday party together, the latest poll commissioned by the job listing firm Glassdoor says don't bother. By wide margins, a majority of workers surveyed said they'd rather have a cash bonus or a pay raise rather than a Christmas party. Other things employees chose instead include gift cards, company stock, a gym membership, a better health care plan, the ability to work from home. See, I like the Christmas party, though, and watching my coworkers karaoke to Lady Gaga. It's always a fun sight. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Billionaire Eli Broad made his money in real estate. He's a bigwig in the art world, and he has big thoughts and big money to spend about remaking American schools.
I'm not sure that some of the things you learn in the world of business or in government or other nonprofits can't be applied to education.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. What kind of return do you get on education philanthropy? The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.